Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we've got a special series going on considering these three questions, and we're wanting to face the Lord about these questions regarding you, your soul, and your eternity. The three questions at hand are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? All these things are manifested in the Scriptures and are told in the Scriptures that these things will come to pass. And we're just wanting to take a special time to concentrate upon what the Scripture says about the end times. And not so much that of prophecy, but just considering what the Lord says in His Word about the end of this world. Every soul will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, and every soul will give an account. And this old world as we know it one day is going to be burned up. We turn to the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 6, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ given to John, the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos, exiled by a king in that day, and he's exiled to Patmos, and we would think that that would be a terrible thing to be exiled on a deserted island, but the Lord takes that exile where that king thought to be rid of John and his preaching, and used it to bring us the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ unto John. Many say about the book of Revelation that it can't be understood. There are some things that are not clear and that are not easy for us to understand, and maybe all things cannot be understood until the Lord reveals such and we're able to see it. But there are many things that can be understood in the book of Revelation, and I'll point you to chapter number 1 where it says it's a blessing for anyone to read it, to read these words and to hear the words of this great book. Regarding the end times, we want to take a look here at Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Verses 1 through 8 of Revelation chapter 6. The Scripture says, And I saw when the Lamb had opened one of the seals. John is there, and he sees the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells about that in chapter 1, the greatness and the glory of the Lord. He's there walking amongst the candlesticks. He has letters that he wants John to write to those seven churches in Asia Minor. And then there are also letters that are to the Lord's churches today, which are letters of warning, letters of rebuke, letters of commendation. And so the Lord does that. And then he tells about some things and tells about the throne room. John is able to see essentially the throne room of God. And there's one that sits upon the throne that has this book with seven seals, and it has different characteristics. And in the previous chapter, in chapter 5, the Lamb was the only one worthy to look upon the book and to open the book. And the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, takes the book from the one that sits upon the throne, that is the Father, and he is able to open the book. And so as the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, he says here in verse 1, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. He takes off one of the seals, and there's going to be these four seals, and there's going to be four things that are going to be told about here. These things will come to pass, and they indicate literal things that will come to pass. In our day and in our age, we live in a great day of turmoil. There's much war. There's famine. There's disease. The threat of this Ebola, and it's come to even to our own shores. The threat of Islam and those of Islam that are fighting against the world, essentially. These things are a reality, and could it be that these things would usher in these last days of this earth and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? The Lamb opens one of these seals, and it says, and I heard as it were the voice of thunder, one of the four beasts there around the throne of God, saying, "Come and see." And I saw and behold a white horse. So there's a white horse. Four horses are going to be listed here. And he that sat on him had a bow. Now, there are those that say that this is the Lord Jesus Christ, but the Lord Jesus Christ fights with a sword. He doesn't fight with a bow. And a crown was given unto him. Our Lord has many crowns, and so this is an indicative of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. So this man that had, this one that rides upon this white horse, there are the horses, there are the horsemen, and he is here riding, and he is a conqueror. Indeed, this could be the man of sin, the Antichrist. It is indeed the spirit of warfare amongst men. And so that is shown us here by the first seal and this white horse and the rider of such. Verse 3, "And when he had opened the second seal," that is the Lamb, "I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.'" There are these beasts, the four beasts that are around the throne of God, and they're described here in the Scriptures, and that is a literal description of them. And he says, "I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.'" Verse 4, "And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword." So there is this spirit, there's this working, there's this horseman upon this red horse, and that there's that of taking away of peace and that of war. We desire peace in the world, and seemingly there is less and less peace at hand. So the white horse, a conqueror, the red horse and its rider, one to take peace from the earth. And there's the killing one of another, and he has a great sword to bring this death upon mankind. Verse 5, "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.'" So now this third rider, this third horse and its rider, having a pair of balances in his hand, food, the necessity of life, is going to come at a great price. We wouldn't think at first glance that a penny would be much to pay for, as it says here, a measure of wheat, which is just a small amount, and three measures of barley, and there's a great value put on the oil and the wine. The thing is this penny represents a day's wage. A day's wage for very little food, just for sustenance and not the other things of life that we've become so accustomed with. And so then we have here the fourth seal. In verse 7, "And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.'" Each of these beasts directing John to come and see what the seal represented. And he says here in verse number 8, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth." Listen, it says to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Four horses, four horsemen, a white horse with one going forth to conquer, having a crown, very likely the man of sin, the Antichrist, that'll look to rise up and be the leader of the world and declare himself to be God. A second rider on a red horse that says that there is that comes having a sword, and that peace is taken from the earth between nations and peoples, and they kill one another. And then a black horse where the value of the food is very, very great. And then a fourth horse, a pale horse that comes, that is death, and the grave follows after him. It says here in verse number 8 that power was given unto them, these horsemen and what they represent. I think the last three horsemen are not referencing any particular one directly, but they're the spirit of that working amongst men and essentially the self-destruction of mankind upon the earth. The first rider could be indicative of the Antichrist, the man of sin, the one that will come saying that he is God and deceiving the nation of Israel and deceiving the world, taking great power to himself, a man that will rise up amongst peers, but then ultimately will subdue three kingdoms on this earth and then rise up and essentially cow the seven other regions or nations that are represented there in the scripture, and he will dominate the earth. They'll willingly give him their power. It says here that these are going to kill power given unto them over a fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and the beast of the earth. Warfare always brings famine. Or warfare always is caused by a lack of peace and a warring that's at hand. One that wants to conquer and peace taken from the earth with warfare. And warfare always brings famine, and famine indeed always brings death. Are you ready for these things to come to pass? We well may live in a day where the beginning of these things is coming to pass. Listen. If you're here under the hearing of my voice, it says these things, these will have power. They're given power as power is given unto them, it says in verse 8, over a fourth part of the earth. One in four people upon this earth will be killed by this conqueror, the warfare at hand, and the famine and pestilence that is at hand. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for your judgment? Are you ready for the end of this world? We point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's salvation and assurance and peace with him. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might be delivered from this old wicked world. You might be delivered from the things that are prophesied that will come to pass. Repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and look unto Jesus for the salvation of your soul. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.